When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
So as promised, I'm checking in today to talk a little bit about lesson plans and how they figure into your work as a teaching artist should you decide to, you know, go out and try to do this thing where you transmit what you do in your work to other people who want to learn how to do it as a way to both advocate for your art and hopefully make a little bit of extra income on the side, diversifying your portfolio career, as it were, so that you're not dependent on only one revenue stream. How do lesson plans figure in? Well, I mean, let's back up two steps and talk about like this aspect of our art careers that many artists, myself included, don't find terribly glamorous, which is coming up with language that explains the value of what you do. It's not exactly the same as a lesson plan, but hear me out. There's similarities here, and we accept that this is something we have to do for our art. Like, you make a comic, now you gotta market the comic somehow. Let's say you're gonna put together a Patreon or Kickstarter. You are asking people to exchange and trade with you, and you have to explain the value of the thing that you are offering in trade, right? So how do you do that? How do you identify what it is about your work? Well, one of the reasons it's so challenging is that you are so familiar with it. It's everything about it. There's so many things that are so obvious to you because you're the person who spends all your time thinking about this, that it's easy to miss what needs to be articulated to somebody who's never engaged with it before, right? And also, it's like, this is something you find out when you go to like comics festivals and conventions and try to sell your work, try to explain it to people, and discovering what people are reacting to. Like, for instance, the Captain Cat former Shark Hunter mini comic that I made years ago, I remember taking it to shows and watching how things changed when, A, I just had the cover facing out, which has a cute drawing of, you know, Cat and Lao on there. And then I also opened up a copy of the book, which showed a two-page spread of a shark jumping over the boat and the cat's all looking up at it. And it's like this, you know, exciting illustration that also has like a lot of like absurdity in it of, you know, a great white shark jumping over top of a boat and frightened cats, right? And different audiences would react differently to those two different stimuli, right? So the idea is like testing, trying out different kinds of copy and running it past different people to see how they respond to it. So a lesson plan is kind of the same idea, is that a hosting organization or school or library, they may see that you are a working artist of some kind and that maybe you even have a video like I talked about yesterday that shows what your experience in the classroom is like, but they also want to know before they want to part with the money that is part of the exchange and trade of getting you into their space, they also want to know what's going to happen when you get there. How do they market this to their constituency? Is this for teens? Is this for kids? Is this for adults? What materials do you need? How can they prepare you to be successful and prepare their patrons to be successful in engaging with this program? They've got people that they report to. They've got people that they have to say, okay, we got this many people to come to the event. We got this many surveys from them that say this is the value that they received out of it. Therefore, it's upon us as the teaching artists to show up with a plan, you know? This is something that I encountered very early on as a teaching artist, is when I was working with other artists, they would show up and they'd be like, hey, I want to do a workshop. And I'd be like, okay, great. What are you going to do? I don't know. I'm going to teach how to make comics. And what's going to happen? What's the age group? What kind of materials? I don't know. It's just, I figured I'd just go through the process. Okay, well, that's something. But like, what do you mean by process? Do you mean the process of doing a first draft? Do you mean the process of going penciling, inking, lettering, coloring? Do you mean the process of coming up with a story idea and working out character designs? Process can mean a lot of things. Specificity matters, and that's where a lesson plan comes in. Now, I'm intentionally not going into great detail on what the structure of a lesson plan is, A, because there's lots of resources you can go to find. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to link to a webinar that I did for the Ohio Arts Council on how to sort of mine your classroom experiences and look for things that happen in there and how you can apply those reflections to building a lesson plan. So I actually explain the structure that I use when I'm making my lesson plans, and I explain how, even if you've never done it before, if you've done teaching, you've had things happen in the room that you can sort of grab as examples to turn into articulation of what to expect in the classroom. Because another thing that's kind of puzzling, at least it was puzzling to me when I was first starting out, was this idea of like, wait a minute, I have to give you a document that explains what's going to happen? I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to get there and I'm going to have a plan, but I also know that my plan is not going to survive contact with the ground because every audience is different and I'm going to roll with it. However, it doesn't take away the fact that I did walk in with a plan. So you're sort of creating a sense of this is what I hope will happen document. And though this is what I hope will happen can be informed by what has happened in the past. So that's what that webinar is all about. But I was trying to, like, today I was just trying to spell out this idea of like the necessity of this document. It's a sheet that explains who this event is for, what you hope they will get out of it, what you need to make it successful in terms of materials, and what are essentially, what's the procedure of events? What's going to happen? I'm going to talk for about 15 minutes about these concepts. Then we're going to set the students off doing this particular task. Then I'm going to take a break and we're going to go through and look at what the students have done. Then we're going to have a reflection period where the students talk amongst themselves, do a little peer review. Then we'll go to the second task. That kind of thing. Obviously, that was an example that I just like sort of pulled out of the air. Your structure, your procedure will be your own. But the reason you need it is to remove ambiguity so that everyone has at least something of a picture in their head of what this thing is going to be and why it's worth engaging in trade. And this is not dissimilar from the marketing work we have to do for our art. You know, and for some of us who are more visually inclined and maybe not as eager to write copy, it can be a drag. But it also can be something that helps you articulate language for engaging in conversations with other people about what you do. Right? It's also a good exercise to help you sort of internalize for yourself, you know, whether you're having like just like a networking kind of get together or whether you are actually doing like a call with an organization to try to reach out to them and explain why you want to work with them. Going through that exercise does provide you with some language that's easy to go to so that when somebody explains, well, what kind of teaching? What do you mean by being a teaching artist? Well, you can jump to that very quickly. Okay, I'm done. I want to keep these things under 10 minutes. This is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge, artsoundoff.com, where me and my buddy Rob Stenzinger of the Lean Into Artcast are challenging ourselves and by extension everybody else to check in at various times in the month of November with some audio journaling about your art. And you can share it. If you do, use the Art Sound Off hashtag, please, so everybody can follow along and see who was all playing the game. But you don't have to share it. You can also just record it just for the sheer practice of doing it. That's the whole idea, is just to encourage everybody to practice. So, okay, I've been Jersey Drozd. I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. Until then, remember, everybody.
It's a good thing Orko got my sword back today, or Prince Adam might never have been seen again. The rock man who took my sword thought it made him a leader, but he was wrong. A sword or any other symbol doesn't make a person a good leader. What does is intelligence, respect for others, and an unselfish desire to do good. People are proud of a leader with those qualities, so if you develop them in yourself, you could become a good leader too. See you soon.